This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What if getting bigger paychecks doesn't cause inflation after all? I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. There is news today that wholesale inflation was flat in the last month, and it fell 0.8% in the last year, helped in that direction by lower oil prices. But the Federal Reserve worries about interest rates ahead, the future, and there may be a new way of looking at that. Chris Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So, Fed worries about inflation. But what bombshell did you unearth from the Federal Reserve's own website?
Yeah, this is a paper that came out on May 21st of this year, so enough months ago that they ought to be aware of it by now. It's called The Pass-Through of Labor Costs to Price Inflation. And essentially, using very robust math, these two Fed PhD economists found very little evidence that there's any link at all between the unemployment rate and inflation.
They're up at night worried that the economy is getting too hot to the point that people will ask for too much in the way of raises, and that'll drive up inflation and that'll cause problems. But maybe no link after all?
You know, there was the 60s all the way through the 80s and the early 90s. There definitely was a link. But since then, it's been breaking down. And that's probably because we live in a more globally integrated economy. If things start to get expensive here, companies source them somewhere else.
So, by the way, you thinking maybe next week they would raise rates?
I think they will. If they go by their own guidance, that is, you know, they've told us explicitly what they want to see before they raise rates. And believe me, they've seen it in the last 3 or 4 months, a stronger economy, a lower unemployment rate, more job growth. Based on that, they ought to go. If they don't, it's only because they're worried about market turmoil. But, you know, as you guys have been reporting all week, that market turmoil is starting to fade.
Chris Lowe, FTN Financial, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
The Food and Drug Administration has just issued new rules on what manufacturers need to do to keep our food clean and safe. The new regulations stem from a not-so-new law, what's called the 2010 Food Safety Modernization Act. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
The FDA says these rules will shift the focus from responding to outbreaks of things like salmonella and listeria to preventing them in the first place. Foodborne illnesses make 1 in 6 Americans sick each year. According to the CDC, 3,000 die. The FDA is now requiring food manufacturers to have written plans in place that detail the food safety hazards at their facilities and how they will address them. Small companies have up to 3 years to implement the new policies. Larger companies have to comply in one. These rules are just the first batch to come from the 2010 law. In October, controversial regulations covering growing conditions on farms are scheduled for release. The law also gives the FDA greater power to shut down facilities and place tougher standards on imported food.
Kimberly, thanks. The post-9/11 GI Bill has helped send close to 2 million military veterans to college at last count, but until recently, many elite private colleges haven't done a very good job of recruiting them. An outfit called the Posse Foundation is trying to change that by helping place veterans at selective colleges like Wesleyan and Dartmouth. Well, yesterday we got an overview from Marketplace's Amy Scott that's available online if you missed it on the air. Today, let's meet 34-year-old Carlene Williams, a single mom who served in the Iraq War as a unit supply specialist in the Army. Now she's a sophomore at Vassar.
I knew I wanted to finish school. That was a really big dream for me. It was more like a promise that I had made myself that if I made it out of the war, I would definitely finish school no matter what. At a career fair, I bumped into the Posse people who were there promoting their program. You know, they said, you should sign up. I said, I don't think I'll be eligible. I have, you know, 3 kids. It's a whole crew of us. The night I was accepted, President Cappy Hill called. Everyone in the background was cheering. It was just an awesome experience. It felt like a second chance for me. The whole premise behind Posse was some comfort. You know, I was there with 10 other people that were in similar situations, and I thought that we would be a great support system for one another. It didn't quite pan out the way I would have liked. Dealing with adults, you know, you run that risk that people aren't going to mesh well or personalities are going to clash. And I realized very quickly that it wasn't that easy to build a team. Felt like a fish out of water almost immediately. There are Black students on campus and they have a very strong presence on campus, but they're also not my age group. So I feel alienated twice over in that way. But I knew I had to get strong quickly because I didn't want this opportunity to pass me by.
So these are the little ones. This is Rain and Autumn. Rain is 4 and Autumn is 3.
Hi.
She's in your room. She's in your room.
I've moved my entire family here. You know, it's a big commitment. And I never really felt like a quitter. I'm not a quitter. And even if I could quit, I wouldn't want to. I look at my kids every day and I realize that I have a great deal of responsibility to show them the way. And you know, in this economy, you need a sound education. And I'm studying media studies. I'd love to work in television mostly. I'm pretty excited to be coming from Vassar and to be able to say I graduated from Vassar. There's a lot of recognition there, and that can only be helpful to me.
Carlene Williams at Vassar. Marketplace's Amy Scott produced this. We're out of Montclair State University today as our New York studio gets spruced up. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.